Hello?
Hello, this is Tiffany from Astrology Answers. Is this David?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you're inquiring about a refund status?
Yes.
Okay, what's your email address?
D. Snyder, 1035 at gmail.com.
Okay, 1 second. I'm double checking now, 1 moment. And how much was the refund that you're looking for?
19.
Okay,
Well,
that was...
actually, excuse me. I canceled on 4/7, which 4/7/2022, which was before the cancellation of 4/15. So it should be $38, not 19.
Okay, were you charged twice?
No, I wasn't charged twice.
Okay.
What I'm saying is you have a guaranteed price, guaranteed, 30-day guarantee, whatever, and I canceled before the 30-day guaranteed. And then they turn around and charge me $19 again.
And what was the date that you canceled?
Okay, well, I'm in the kitchen.
You
right
said
now.
The 7th of April, right?
Well, yeah. Okay.
So
all right.
You were charged.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I have all my paperwork out in my living room. What is your name?
Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany. Nice. Let me get these paperworks right here because it's very clear and simple. All right. I called Andriana, 4/7/22, and then let me get all this paperwork in order here. All right, and then I spoke on somebody else on. Oh my God. Okay, I got a cancellation order on. That I was $19.
Right. So if you canceled on April 7th, then you'll only be owed one refund in the amount of $19, which was done on the 19th
okay.
of April.
But,
so today's the fifth business day. You're still going to have to allow five.
All right.
The refund was, hello? Can I tell you when the refund was issued, please?
No. Listen to me.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you when the refund was issued. That's what you're asking.
You're arguing meaning with me.
Listen, do apologize if you think I'm arguing. I'm just trying to tell you when the refund was issued that you requested.
Okay. So on 5/15, I was issued.
We're not in May yet, sir.
March 15th, I was issued.
Oh, March. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So.
March 15th, you were charged $19. Then you said you canceled and spoke to Adriana on April 7th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So
no,
again,
On March 7th, I canceled.
You said April 7th.
No, I didn't. I said.
Well, who did you speak to on March 7th?
4/7/22, I spoke to Adriana.
Well, who did you speak to on March 7th?
Let me get my notes in order here.
Okay.
Hold on 1 moment. I spoke to Cheryl. All right.
Looks like you spoke to Cheryl on the 16th of April.
And, all right. So, I was charged $19 for March. And I asked her, I told her, I said, listen, I spoke to somebody on 4/7/22, Adriana, and then I spoke to Cheryl, And she said, this would be deducted. I've seen nothing in my checking account on this. That's my question.
Okay. That's right. But I'm trying to tell you when the refund was issued and you won't allow me to get to that point.
Well,
so
you
I'm just trying to let you know,
up.
If you allow me to speak, I can explain everything to you.
All
so
right.
You said,
right.
so
on,
let me start
hold
from
on.
The beginning.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to speak above you. I just
yes, I'm not arguing with you, sir. I'm just trying to explain your account and notations and refund for you, but you're not allowing me to.
You're speaking above me. Excuse me.
Okay.
I just want
sir, to I do apologize that you're not allowing me to tell you when the refund was
okay.
issued.
You're
not allowing me to
give
you that
job.
Information.
I've done this job that you're doing right now.
That's fine.
Finding,
I understand
and
that.
You're finding a way out. You're finding a way out.
I do apologize if you think I'm finding a way out, but I'm just trying to tell you when the refund was issued, but you're not allowing me to.
The issue was, and I have it.
Okay, would you allow me to tell you when the refund was issued so we can get past this?
What is your first name again?
Tiffany. So to inform you, the refund was issued on April 19th. Sir, if you won't let me explain this to you, I may have to disconnect the call. I'm unable to assist you if you won't allow me to speak.
Okay, go ahead. Speak, Tiffany.
Okay, thank you.
I need to speak.
Okay, you've definitely explained to me. I really appreciate that. I've understood every point you've given me. I just want to let you know when the refund was issued that you called and asked for. Again, the refund was issued on April 19th.
No, it wasn't. Then, excuse me, Tiffany. No,
okay.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Per it our system, the refund was issued on April 19th. Today is the fifth
no.
business day.
No, excuse me.
When was
I
the
spoke,
refund issued then?
I spoke to... Okay. I spoke to... Cheryl, and a refund of $38 will be given on my U.S. bank card. 4:16 is what the time, and it was at 1:30 p.m.
Okay, that's when she escalated over. She was having issues processing it. We didn't get to until April 19th.
Oh, everybody has issues. I know that.
So again, yes, the refund was issued on April 19th.
All right, let me go to my other, which my bank gave me. All right. Okay. I'm trying to get my paperwork in order here. So,
you're fine. I'm just trying to tell you when the refund was issued. That's all I'm trying to do.
The refund was issued on March 15th, and a receipt from you guys. Thank you for your order. It shows that I have zero.
I suggest that you call your bank.
All I'm issuing is how long does it take for you guys to issue me a refund? It's now been almost 2 weeks, and I can hear the bank background noise.
I do apologize. This is the customer service center that everyone's speaking to other customers to.
No, someone's talking to you.
No one's talking to me, sir.
I've done
I'm sorry that you think
marketing.
Someone's talking to me, but they're not. I'm reading exactly what's on your account.
That little laugh in your voice tells me someone was. Okay.
Do apologize if you think that way. I'm so sorry, sir.
Oh, fine.
I am a supervisor. I know how to control this refund situation for you.
I've explained
to you what I'm seeing on your account. I can only read what's based off of your account.
Okay, Tiffany, let me tell you. When will it show in my bank?
Since it was issued on April 19th, today is the fifth business day, so it'll show up in 5 to 7 business days.
You know what?
The exact information is showing me on your account. I've also notated that as well.
All right. If it doesn't show on what day did you say?
Today's the fifth business day. You need to allow 5 to 7 business days.
This is not the fifth business day since I canceled it. I canceled
it last
month.
I'm letting you know when the refund was issued. Again, that was April 19th. You spoke to Cheryl, yes. She informed you that she could refund you, but it wasn't done until April 19th.
Okay, so the 19th was a Tuesday. One, two, three.
But
four,
don't count the
five.
Weekends.
Four. You got one more business day.
5 to 7 business days.
No, excuse me. The 19th was done on a Tuesday of April. So if you include that, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth day is Friday, the 22nd. And if I'm not including the weekends, Monday is the 25th. That's 5 business days. Why is it not showing?
You might want to call your bank to see how long their processor takes.
Okay. Here's my problem. It's a U.S. bank.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I don't think they accept deposits.
Ah. Double check with them to make sure.
No. All right. This is becoming extremely difficult dealing with you guys.
I do apologize, but if we've issued the refund, you need to call your processor.
It will be in my notations.
That's fine. We have notations as well.
Well, fine. Deal with whatever you want. But it's been like, oh my God, almost a month, over a month, since I made this request to cancel. Okay, I can hear you typing. Come on, Tiffany, please stop that. All right.
I'm doing my job, sir. I do apologize. I'm just notating your account.
And what I pointed out to you, I know what you're doing because I've done
That's
it myself.
That's fine. Sir, please do not be negative against towards me and what I do on my job. I'm just letting you know I've notated your account.
You're
I'll let you know when the cancellation was processed. I'll let you know when the refund was done.
Tiffany,
I'm more than happy to do anything else that you're asking me to do.
No. Tiffany. When do I expect the refund? That's all.
5 to 7 business days from April 19th.
19th. Oh my God. So I should receive it by, business days, the 25th of April. That's what you're saying? Is that what?
I can't promise a date, but I'm. Okay.
You can't promise.
I can only tell you 5 to 7 business days from the date it was issued.
All right. I'm going to go buy it, what you said. And I'm writing this down as I go along. And if I don't receive it by the 5 to 7 business days, I'll get back to you, okay?
You just need to call your processor because they're the ones that have the refund further. It's out of our hands because we've already issued it.
Oh, really? So if I call U.S. Bank and they haven't received it, then it comes back to you?
I would do a 3-way call. That way we can all be on the party.
Yeah, okay. I can hear background noise. So you're off speaker.
I'm not on speaker, sir. I do apologize. I'm not sure what you're hearing, but I'm in a customer service director center where other agents are speaking to other customers. The sound travels, okay?
Let me tell you, prior to that, we were on a blank call, which meant that someone was listening in. Now I hear background noise.
All right. Sir, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call. Thank you for calling Astrology Answers.
Yeah, right.